Welcome everybody, episode 471 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold is going to be a little bit late. He should be here in a few minutes, though. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm fine.
Did you have a decent week?
It was sour days.
Yeah, but... man, I knew you were going through a tough week this week, so...
My legs, I think, not only that, but my body just realized upon the realization that I could go back to a normal work week, decided that I needed to be tired right now.
Oh, yeah. That's how it goes, dude. Lots to talk about this week. Not a lot of news, but some decent stuff to talk about that I'll be getting into later. I had a really good December. You guys know I got an Xbox and stuff, but I'm really enjoying the hell out of the Xbox Game Pass. And does PlayStation offer anything like that on PlayStation Plus, or do they have?
Well, there's PlayStation Now,
and you can just play games. Like, do they offer good games? Like, I haven't heard anything about that service.
I guess there's plenty to play from, and it's technically the only way to play PS3 games on your PS4.
Ah, gotcha. Is there a good selection of PS4 games on there?
I don't know, but I'm gonna assume that it's much better than it was when it launched. So
yeah, it's not the greatest on Xbox. They have a couple of, you know, decent games, but I'll talk about that in a bit. Why don't we get started with the news, Eric, and get this show on the road, dude. Let's get it going.
All right. First off, we've got from RPG Site, Fate Extel Link will be out in Japan on June 7th, and adds Sasich. I don't know how you pronounce that. I'm familiar with that I know that character, the demon that you can get on Persona, but I don't know how to pronounce it because I've never heard it pronounced.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Anyways, Francis Drake from Fate Extra and El Stofo from Fate Apocrypha are also going to be in the game. And it talks about voice actors, but there's no U.S. release announcement, but Exceed the last Extel game, so I assume they'll do another one.
Yeah, I'm assuming as well. I have not played a Fate game at all, Eric. Is it worth me delving into the series now, or am I too far behind the curve?
Well, Extra is kind of like its own thing, aside from the visual novel and the TV series.
Ah. Okay.
But you could watch Apocrypha and be fine.
Okay. I might do that. It looks pretty.
That's on Netflix.
Yeah. You know what,
it's
actually...
only the first season, but...
I think that's in my queue, actually, of anime to watch. But I've been so busy playing games. I know that's kind of a shock to everybody out there, but...
phone's going off.
Yeah. All right. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Mercenary Saga Chronicles launches January 18th in Japan. It's three strategy RPGs in one. So the trilogy will include Mercenary Saga, Mercenary Saga 2, Order of the Silver Eagle, and Mercenary Saga 3. Let's see. It says...
Why does only the second game get a subtitle?
I don't know. The latter two... actually... the last two got subtitles. Mercenaries 3, or Mercenary Saga 3, Grey Wolves of War.
Oh.
The latter two titles are currently available in English. Cross
iOS. Yeah, they've already localized these, so I can't imagine this not getting localized.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just going to be a matter of time before it comes over to the U.S. and can't.
They're decent games, even though they're, like, simple.
Yeah, I've seen...
They're only, like, $5 each.
I've seen video on these. They look fun. They look, you know, look okay. All right, Eric, what do we got next, bud?
Well, we got, the Yuno anime is dated for 2018. That's a Japanese release date, but... Ooh.
Sorry, Eric, I'm playing...
Somebody might pick it up, but Yuno is actually an old-ass visual novel, eroge, but this is the all-age version, because it's coming to consoles, but...
Uh-huh.
But still, there's going to be an anime based off that. So.
There's not really much in the announcement video, just a picture of a young woman, I'm assuming an 18-year-old.
Anyways, it says it's a two-core anime project. So, but in case anybody wants to know what a core is, like, you know how we have mid-season breaks?
Yeah.
Oh, there's always, like, a core is typically, like, anywhere from 10 to 14 episodes.
Huh. Okay. I get it. That's cool. All right. Let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu as well. Maitetsu Pure Station announced for the PS4. Views has announced the game, like I said, for the PS4. Pre-orders will begin in January 2018 in Japan. The company had previously announced plans to bring Maitetsu to PlayStation 4 back in June. At the time, the PlayStation 4 version was planned for release on September 28th. It was since delayed to winter 2017, but is yet to release. It is unknown if Pure Station is an all-new game or the same version announced previously. The main visual, which debuted... Oh, this is a visual novel. Which debuted at Dengeki Matsuri 2017, labels Maitetsu Pure Station as, quote, PlayStation 4 exclusive software. That being said, it is possible that the PS4 version is a port of the PC version, but with additional scenarios. Maitetsu is a visual novel that first launched for PC in March 2016. Sekai Project plans to release the PC version in English in 2018. So there you
go. I wonder if they'll do the PS4 version afterwards, because they're doing PS4 ports of other games that they've done so far.
Okay. Do they have any decent Xbox visual novels that you know of, Eric? Because I have not heard of any.
You could play Psycho Pass on the Xbox, but it'd be in Japanese, since they didn't localize that version.
Ah. Anything localized that I might be interested
no.
in?
No. If you want visual novel, you need a PS4 yeah. or a Vita.
I figured.
Or pretty soon there'll be the Switch.
Well, that's next on my list. Actually, next on my list is a TV stand, but once I get a TV stand, then should be good to go. I can get a PS4, and then I'll work on getting a Switch, and then after that, some games for something that I'll talk about later. All right, Eric, next story, please.
All right, next story is about a fan translation. Actually, the next two are, so I might as well do both of them.
That's fine.
But,
oh,
this is about how Ripened to Tingle's Balloon Trip of Love.
that's
a getting a fan. It's got a fan translation, so it's out now. And this is a adventure game based on the Adventures of Tingle, which is a character from the Legend of Zelda games,
oh,
or recent
goodness.
Ones.
Yeah, the one that everybody made fun of in the what he first made his debut. Didn't he make his debut in
Majora's? Yeah.
And he was prominent in the other Legend of Zelda game. What was that one called? The one where you're out on sea.
Majora's Mask.
No, not Majora's Mask. The other one, newer.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right.
the hell is it called? It's
Wind Waker.
Wind Waker. I
That
love that
stretch.
game. That game's awesome, man. All right. I guess if you're into Tingle, this would be good for you. All right. What else we
And
got?
there's the Rosie Ruby Land game that came out on the DS, but only in Europe. But it's a DS game, and DS, unlike the 3DS, isn't regional locked. But you
Yeah.
can play other region DS games on any 3DS.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
So you
All
can pick that up. But it might be hard to find at this point, but
Yeah.
you probably pay about $50 for it.
Yeah. All
Which
right.
means it really hasn't changed in value since it launched.
Weird. All right, Eric, what else we got?
the other one would be that Super Famicom Wars has got a French translation now,
Ah.
and you can play that in English. And that's the pre well, it's not the progenitor because there was also Famicom Wars. So this is the second in that series, before Advance Wars.
Ah, I got you. Okay, so this might be worth taking a gander at, kind of knowing your roots in Advance Wars. Advance Wars was a good game from what I remember. I don't like those games per se, but a lot of people liked Advance Wars. So, these were, like you said, the progenitors. All right, cool. So that's out now. Next story comes to us from Siliconera. Platinum Games looking into creating its own IP and game. Interest in self-publishing own title. Platinum Games is known for its stylish, fast-paced action that we've seen throughout the years in titles such as Metal Gear Rising: Revengeance, Nier Automata, Bayonetta, and more. While they're mostly known for work on licensed titles, Platinum Games head of development and producer Atsushi Inaba recently talked about the company's current focus, which involves creating its own IP and self-publishing in an interview with Game Informer. This is interesting, Eric. They should, because they've got a bunch of talented developers, so why not make your own IP and produce
Well,
your
they're
own
not
work?
completely going independent. They're probably still going to do contract work, much like the way WayForward does, but
Yeah, no question about that, but I'm sure they want a little more piece of that pie. I just hope they come up with an interesting enough IP that we'll all be excited about it. But they got a pretty good track record, man.
I'm wondering if the only reason they didn't do this earlier is because they didn't have the money for it.
Did you play Revengeance? Because I did not.
I have it on PC, but I have not really had much time to play with it.
Okay. I haven't heard anything about Revengeance, good or bad, so I know about Nier and Automata, how fantastic that game is. Since last week, I've seen extensive video on that, and that's going to be near the top of my list to get for the PS4 for sure. I played Bayonetta.
The gameplay in that game is nothing right home about it, but it's about the themes that the game explores in the narrative
Yeah.
itself.
Well, it seems like the battle system's fine. Like, it doesn't seem.
At least it's not a wreck like the first Nier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
But
no
I didn't even
question.
have that much of a problem with the first Nier. It's
Yeah.
just it's hard to wrap your head around, and it does get wonky.
Yeah. Bayonetta was really good too. That was a very well-developed game, both of those games. So yeah, that's a good track record to get your Platinum Games off the ground with the new IP. I hope it's really good, and I hope we get some really good RPGs out of it. I could do less of the action games and more of the RPG type games, unless they're action RPGs. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Next we've got a game called Dragon of Legends, and this is from Siliconera.com, and it says Viking mythology infuses the world of Dragon of Legends, and it says MMO act like action RPG Dragon of Legends is steeped in Viking mythology, drawing from Norse and Celtic literature, give players a unique world to fight in.
It looks cool.
And
Yeah.
it looks like a 2D MMO, I guess.
Yeah. It looks okay. I saw this video before. I'm playing it right now for the non-audience that we have now. There's nobody in chat, but yeah, it's cool. It's another little cool dungeon busting RPG, it looks like. could be. I don't know if it's action RPG.
It's no Ragnarok Online, but no. I guess for any project, that's as best they could do.
Yeah, that looks all right, man. I mean, shit, man. We got to give these people. I'm really hard on people when they come out with these games that you know I say look like shit. But man, the man hours that these people put in, whether they're using RPG Maker or their own self-built engines, or whatever they're doing, it takes a shitload of time. So
I do find it weird that they are pairing Norse with Celtic stuff.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. It's sort of like God of War. They're going into not Greek mythology this time. They're going with the whole Norse mythology, which is, you know, that's kind of cool. It's a nice little twist. So, all right, what do we got next, Eric?
All right, next we've got Monster Hunter World's release for a PC, because obviously it's not launching around the same time as the PS4 version and the Xbox version.
Yeah.
But anyways, it says it's going to come out sometime in autumn, so I'm going to say that's like November.
So this thing's already released?
No, it comes out like the 26th.
Okay, because I think they got the date wrong on here. They said 2017. I think they that might be a blunder. 18. Mine says 17. Maybe they fixed it, but mine says 17 right on the screen there.
That's the original release date.
I think this is the game that I jump on the Monster Hunter.
Yeah, well, that's a typo. That's definitely a typo.
Yeah. I think this is the game that I jump into the Monster Hunter series. It looks fucking fantastic. Everything I've seen on this game looks great.
I think the open beta still going on? Because I might want to check that out this weekend.
I think so, dude. I think you should jump on in and see if it's any good.
Because like I tried doing the private beta,
yeah,
but I think it just closed like hours before I was able to get on.
Oh man, that sucks, man. This is another game to look forward to the PS4 for me. I've had the PS4 before. I love the PS4, but
Freak 5 is saying the Norse and Celts would have interacted. See, I didn't know that.
Is he in chat?
Yeah, he says Chaos Freak 23.
Wow.
Or is that not Freak 5?
Oh, shit. There we go. Breakman is in there. Let's see if we can get Breakman on. Continue on, Eric. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Break. Maybe it's because they're from Boston.
he's going to be right back. Okay.
The next article?
Yep. Go ahead and read the next one, dude, while I...
That's actually the last story.
Oh, okay.
And it's a Metroidvania-style action RPG, Feudal Alloy, announced for PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Oh, I guess we could have included it, but Alloy is coming. We talked about that. I remember. Anyways, Atsu Games, the studio behind Toby, The Secret Mine, has announced Feudal Alloy, a Metroidvania-style action RPG with fishbowl-powered medieval robots.
Yeah. I'm looking at this trailer. I saw the trailer beforehand, and I love the art style. It's like something I've never seen before, and it looks like it has a really deep customization mechanic to it, which is always a plus for dungeon busters out there.
I hope they explain why the fishbowl works. Yeah. But before they get to actually explaining it, something else happens.
I see chat now. So hello to Wyland is there. I see Freak 5 is in there. Dungeon Buster, of course. And, of course, Bridget's in there. Bridget's in chat as well. What's up, Bridget? How you doing, girl?
I wish I could buy Monster Hunter World, but even if I did, I probably wouldn't have time to play it. So I'll just get it when it gets discounted.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude, any AAA big time game, you can just wait a little bit. I'm not in any hurry to get anything major on the PS4 once I get the PS4.
I think the biggest barrier of entry to getting in that series was the fact that they were on portables for such a long time, and the fact that not a lot of people played portables, and a lot of them didn't come to the US anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking this might do it, especially since they're getting rid of all other barriers to entry, like the fact that they've got eliminated zones.
Yeah. All right, looks like...
It's like the game isn't broken up into bits now.
Yeah, Dungeon says Monster Hunter World's definitely going to be my first time with Monster Hunter. So looking forward to it. Yeah, see, same here, Dungeon. I've never been into that series, but it looks okay. I mean, I've never had a problem with it, but it's just something that didn't appeal to me until I saw the trailer for Monster Hunter Worlds, and it looks really good. Freak5 says he finally saw The Last Jedi, and he fucking loved it. Yeah, see, I liked it too. I don't know why people had a problem with that. Dungeon says Feudal Alloy looks good. It has a Steam page already, so that's good news. Hopefully it'll get a... Did it say anything? Oh, yeah, it is coming to the Xbox. Okay, that's cool. I might check that one out. Oh, and Dungeon Buster brought up something. Dragon Quest XI. Yes, please. That is... For me, I can't avoid getting a PS4. Like, I have to get a PS4 because of Dragon Quest. That's one game. That's one AAA game that I will buy day one. You know, come hell or high water, I'm getting Dragon Quest XI. You guys know...
I'm still kind of worried why Square is kind of being silent on what platforms it's going to come out for.
That is kind of odd. But
and I think, I'm not entirely sure, but I think Nintendo's actually publishing the Switch version of Builders.
Wow, that would be weird. But yeah, Dragon Quest XI, I'm excited for it.
Well, it's not weird because like Nintendo publishes.
Oh yeah, that's right. They publish
North American stuff. For
yeah, they publish
reason.
Four. What did they publish? 4, 5, 6, and 7 for the DS. But yeah.
Actually, they Square did 4 and 5. Nintendo did 6, along with 9.
Okay, yeah, I know there was some back and forth there. Dungeon Buster mentions the demo was fun of Monster Hunter. That's something else I wanted to talk to you guys about. When I got my Xbox, I mean, I guess I can't complain because I got it for free. I got PUBG. PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, for those who don't know what, or PUBG as they call it. And they call it Early Access, which is another name for beta. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why the subterfuge. Like, they should just say, you know, you get access to the beta like they used to. You know, like.
Well, in some cases, the game's mostly complete. It's just they don't have all of it ready.
PUBG definitely doesn't have almost anything ready, man. Like, it's fun.
Most PUBG is mostly made up of like recycled assets from yeah. Unity.
Yeah, it's fun, but it is lacking so much. Even on the Xbox One, it kind of runs like shit. I don't really understand why that game is so popular.
Because you get to shoot peoples.
I guess. Let's see.
Apparently that's enough for some people.
I guess, man. I don't understand the appeal to it. It's okay. It's you know, but damn if it isn't popular, man. Tons of people on that thing. Freak 5 says so much was similar to the original trilogy, speaking of Last Jedi. The opening...
I can't help but be cynical and think that because of the falling out of what happened with Call of Duty and the loot box shit, people just went to PUBG.
Yeah, I guess, man. Opening was kind of the opening of Empire. Rebellion Resistance is evacuating a base because... See, we mentioned that on the show, Freak 5. It was Empire-esque, and it was... But see, that I thought they did enough, just enough to differentiate it. I just had a problem with the villain. I don't think Kylo Ren is nearly as imposing...
He's not supposed to be. I keep telling you this.
I know. But it's still, it kind of cheapens the experience for me anyways. But I didn't have much problems with it. I liked it. He says maybe in episode 9, Finn will be a Hutt slave in a metal Speedo. that would be funny as fuck, man, if they did that.
That'd be a major time skip.
Yeah. Go back and listen, Freak 5. We had a pretty good discussion on episode about Star Wars. Dungeon says they nailed those parts. Star Wars action bits were solid. Yeah, for sure. I didn't have any problem with that. I think I mentioned I had a problem with Finn and Rose's side quest. They should have left that for a standalone.
Why haven't we put Break in the call yet?
Well, where's... Like, I'm trying to add Break. Break, call me Break, and let's see if I can get you in that way. That's the end of the news. So, yeah, there was that. Let's get you in, Break. I don't know what's going on. I can't, like, add you... Let me see if I can add him to the fucking call. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, the call buttons.
It's different. Fucking Twitter, man. All right. Add. I'm trying. I promise I'm trying.
It's in the more options button.
Yeah. Where's the more options button? I don't even have that.
It's a plus.
The plus? Well, I see that, and then I go down to Breakman's...
And it says add people.
It says add to group on mine, and then I go to add Break, and it doesn't work. We'll get Break for sure, but in here I'll work on that while we
see. I'm looking at the add to call button, and I'm gonna type in Break Man.
Yeah, go ahead, try to add him, Eric. If you can add him, yay. All right, homie discounts this week. I had the Xbox.
I thought you weren't going
to see. Frank doesn't understand technology. He's a caveman.
They changed Skype.
I was sitting here.
Frank can't adapt.
And then
he's unfrozen caveman lawyer.
I kept waiting for you to call.
So he wasn't at me, so I went in the bathroom, and I came back. And
I kept trying, like, to add you, dude. And, like, this new Skype, the way that they have it laid out sucks. Plus, I can't send...
Well, I won't deny that, but still.
I can't send, like, anything more than a 20 meg file over Skype now, which fucking sucks, Skype. If you're listening to Skype, fuck you.
You guys, you sent me that file through Dropbox. For whatever reason, like, there was nothing in Dropbox for me. It was just empty. I don't understand what the hell happened.
Were you going under the email that you gave me? Anyways, we'll discuss that later, man.
Okay.
So, how was your week, Break? We didn't get a chance to talk to you.
Well, hold on. Caveman Frank with the Kung Fu grip. I just wanted to say that.
At least it's not the Western grip. Yeah, I was going to say
This weather's been cold, and actually, that reminds me, Dungeon Buster, because I've been meaning to ask you this, Frank. Was it this cold in Ice Age?
Oh, how dare you! You're exiled, you son of a bitch. You planned that whole thing.
So it wasn't. Is this colder? Was it colder?
You planned that whole goddamn thing before you got on.
You mean
right?
Steve Buscemi in the Ice Age?
How dare you! How dare both, man. I hate you. I hate you guys.
Did you meet Ringo?
How dare you?
Dennis Quaid.
Ringo. you son of a bitch. Oh, you're referring to that damn caveman movie, aren't you, man?
Yes, I am.
But the Croods? Croods?
No.
No, the movie's called Caveman. I love that fucking movie. Starring Ringo
it's
Starr.
It's like one of the worst movies of all time, but it's so
whatever,
fun to watch.
Whatever, man. How
about the year one?
it's like The Room. Bad, but it's good. You know, it's one of those so bad it's good movies. But all right, homie discounts real quick, guys. I got a homie discount for you on the Xbox. I was looking through their list of games, and they have the Diablo 3 Super Ultra Edition with all the DLC and stuff for $30. I think that's a steal.
Damn, that sounds like a deal.
Yeah, that's an absolute steal. So if you haven't picked that up, Diablo's great. Diablo 3 is awesome. I'm gonna play that. I need to get it, but I've got some other shit to get first. Yeah.
And we need to play something online too, because. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know if you have any of my games though. Is the problem.
I don't know either, dude. I mean, I got a ton of games. What do you got? I got a bunch of shit. What do you have? And I only have gold till the 17th unless I renew. So
Diablo 4 is a lot of fun. I played it on PS4, says Dungeon Buster.
Diablo 3.
I played Diablo on the Xbox, and I had a lot of fun with it too.
Yeah, yeah. I want to get.
I wish it still had the Necromancer class, but it's okay. But I'm okay without it.
Did they take it out or what?
I thought that they had a deal. DLC for Necromancer.
Yeah, they have a DLC.
Yeah, maybe it's in DLC. Yeah. I didn't play the DLC. I just played a regular.
Oh, dude. Yeah, get the DLC. That's on sale, too. I think it's only like $10, so you can do that. Looks like Wyland's playing Mutant Football League.
I want to get Diablo 3, but I haven't found like a price point that I'm comfortable with paying it. So.
Yeah.
I've always loved the Diablo games.
Yeah, they're fun games. Like those, yeah. I don't know if you guys remember, but I think Diablo 2 was one of the last games I played on PC. So,
Wow, that's a while back now.
Actually, that and the very final game I played on PC was Half-Life 2. So,
I felt wasn't like the best armor in that game, like the Moon Whale set or something like that.
No idea, dude. No idea. How dare you? Freak 5 says, Frank, did you meet Brendan Fraser before you got frozen? Ay, ay, ay. You guys. Exiled. Freak 5, you're exiled. I did get my,
Well, answer the question.
I woke up one morning for work and it was like 1 degree. That's how cold it was here.
Yeah, it was nice and sunny
it's fucking
here.
Fucking ridiculous.
54 degrees. That, you know, so there you go. So fun on the Genesis.
You'll get yours eventually, Frank.
How dare you? Actually, I've already had a good taste of cold weather. The other day was like 10 degrees, and it didn't even feel like 10 degrees. It felt like negative temperatures. It was really cold.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
It hasn't been above freezing this entire year.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's only day 5, but still, it's, you know, it's been a fucking week of
that's just speak, this speak for cold, yourself, man. Bitter today, cold. Today was like 60 degrees, you know, short wearing weather here, you know. So
I love 60 to like 80 is perfect for me.
Nice and sunny, you know, like partially sunny, not like scorching hot sun that we normally get.
60 is work in your yard weather to me.
Yeah.
Like that, you can like.
Yeah.
Oh, Chaos Freak says, I love Caveman. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, Chaos. Caveman's a good movie.
After you were dissing it.
It's one of the worst best movies. So there you go.
Oh yeah, speaking of which, the Wallen Gromit guys are doing this movie called like The Last Caveman or something like that.
That's cool. I like Shaun the Sheep quite a bit. I thought that was a great movie. Great kids movie. If you have kids, make sure you watch that movie. You don't even need to have kids to watch that movie. It's a great movie. Alright, let's see. Freak 5 says he got Fractured Butthole for Christmas and beat it in a weekend. Damn.
You said he did it last weekend.
Oh, last weekend.
Frank, well, I know.
He still beat it in a weekend.
Yeah. Well, okay, hold on. This is serious. We need to talk about this, Frank.
Isn't that just goes to show?
Yes, Frank, man.
Eric, please. I'm trying to make a serious
I feel like an exile is coming.
I'm wondering when the last time you've had your eye exam.
How dare you?
I'm trying to look out for your health, man.
How dare you? I'll have you know
I actually canceled my last appointment because I can't afford to go there right now. Maybe. I do have insurance, but I might still have to pay since the rate went up.
My insurance changed last year. I guess early last year, and I had to change it the next time they did enrollment.
Yeah.
It sucked for a while, though. I was having to pay a lot to get it.
I will have you know, Breakman, that I have perfect 20/20 with my glasses. All right?
Also, I had to get, like, new lenses or frames. Yeah. That would be money that I don't have.
But seriously, if you're somebody who wears glasses, you should be getting your eyes checked on a fairly regular basis every year.
So I can't get so I couldn't get into like March.
It requires money that I don't have.
I know.
Freak 5 says I loved it. He got the trophy for mastering all the toilets. How did I know you were going to get that achievement, Freak 5? Like that just goes without saying, dude. Like any game that has pooping in it, like you would be the master of that.
I beat it too, and I still need a few achievements. I started on it, and I got kind of sidetracked. I've been playing Halo, but I'm gonna get back to it. I'm playing it on.
I kind of just want to watch a Let's Play of both of these games.
Yeah, I played a little bit of Fractured Butthole too. Mm-hmm. I got the trial version. I don't know if your stats.
Did you play it in token?
No, I didn't. I played on the wuss level, like the butters level or whatever, like the butters tinted. So Bridget says 25 days. Bridget's coming to town, y'all. Bridget's coming to town. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I had a lot of fun with it. I didn't have the problems that Mug did. Mug thought that it was just way more of the same. I thought they changed enough of it to be completely different. Like, I didn't...
The combat system was completely different.
Yeah, the combat
system
was completely
different. And I like this combat system actually a lot more, I think.
I'm not a fan of the strategy RPG type stuff.
That's probably why I like it so much, of this, because there's the strategy elements.
Yeah, but
if they had made it like Radiant Astoria, it might have been more fun.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I think it's fine, though. It looks awesome. I didn't have a problem playing this type of strategy RPG. If it's simplified strategy RPG like this, I can...
Yeah, even simplified strategy is still my strategy.
Mrs. Freak also got me the Morrowind expansion for Elder Scrolls Online. That's cool. Freak 5.
So she's telling you she wants you to go away for a while?
Yeah, exactly.
Go play video games.
That's exactly right. He says, I don't know what's up with my internet. I've been downloading the update needed from Monday or Tuesday until this morning. God damn, jeez. Dude. That really sucks, man. I get super high speeds here. I'm very, very fortunate. Like, I downloaded 16 games, minimum value of like a gig in like a day, like at least 16 games. At one point I had 23 games on there. I think I have 22 games on there because I got that Game Pass, which is pretty cool. I wish there was more Xbox One games on there, but I've been having fun with
so there's a lot more 360 and stuff on there.
A lot of 360 games, like all the BioShocks are on there.
They have any Xbox games on there? Just
they do. Gears,
because 4. I know that's a thing that they do now.
Gears 4 was 107 gig.
Have you tried any of the Crackdown games?
They don't have those on there.
They don't have the Crackdown. Oh, I was gonna say you have to try.
I think they have the 360 ones. I'll try it.
Is that because of the 4K textures that they're kind of forcing on you?
On what? Gears? Yeah. Gears looks super pretty. I'll get into it. What have you been playing?
Can you like not to download the 4K stuff?
No. Whatever comes with it, comes with it. I mean, you just download it, and that's it. Breakman, what have you been playing, sir?
Dungeon Buster, I'm sorry. Freak is talking about wanting to up his internet bandwidth. I'm thinking about upping mine, too, but I'm going to wait until after I go on vacation.
Yeah, mine's supposed to be 100.
That's why it's so damn fast. Jesus.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 100, but actually, check this out, Break. At one point, I don't know how this was possible, but I was testing it and looking at it on the Xbox, like as it was downloading, it was like 400 meg downstream. Like it was getting gigs of information. As a matter of fact, I got a notice saying, you know, you went over your data limit. We're going to have to start charging you $10 if you do it more than 2 times a year. But it's only because I got all these games, you know, like I had to download a shit ton of games. But it was knocking down 30 gigs in like 4 minutes, dude. Like it was crazy.
I think it's weird that Comcast does data differently than Time Warner / Spectrum does. Because like I apparently have a limited bandwidth, but it's slower. that's trade-off. Your trade-off is you got fast internet speeds, but you have data caps.
Well, I don't understand why they data cap.
Dude, data caps.
Yeah, I know, man. It really fucking sucks, especially for gaming and 4K. Like I'm starting to watch like 4K videos, so I can only imagine the data. I'm gonna have to look at that plan and see if I can get anything without a data cap, because that
he says it's just because Comcast is full of shit, which is why they bought Time Warner. now Spectrum, and Spectrum's also full of shit.
Yeah, no, I agree. Comcast,
check out these high speed internet. No, it's not high speed. You want it's but you need fucking fiber optics. They're fucking
there's
liars.
There's a reason why.
Well, you can get up to like I think 120 with Spectrum.
Here's the interesting
high-speed stuff, but it costs you a pretty penny.
Yeah. Here's the interesting thing: I can upgrade. I'm currently paying $60 or like $59.99 a month for my internet, as it was running under Time Warner, and I'm still paying that. And it's technically Time Warner's plan, But
that's crazy.
If I upgraded, I'd have to get a new modem. So I'm just going to have to wait till I get a new modem first.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather not pay their fee for every month.
I agree.
Like, it's like a $5 fee. But,
and by the way, I was.
Otherwise, it would only be like an additional $4.
Yeah.
Mine's.
And, I get a tiny bump, but a tiny bump's better than.
Freak says
my rental fee's $10 a month. It's so stupid.
Damn.
Why? Because you live in Cincy.
I guess.
They just, you know what they need to do.
One of these days, I'm gonna break down by my own.
They need to do is all the cities, because we were talking about net neutrality. I mean, this is the fuckery with Comcast already. You know what I mean? Like they're starting to fuck with people's speeds and data caps and all this shit. We need to have a city-run data network, high-speed data network that charges you a set fee. Like, of all places,
only we could bribe people to do that instead.
of all places, Chattanooga, Tennessee, you pay $70, which sounds like a lot, but you get 1 gig consistent downspeed fiber optic. So. And there's no bullshittery. You're accountable to nobody but yourself. You know what I mean? There's no BS.
No bullshittery.
Yeah, no bullshittery.
I think we should name this episode.
No bullshittery. Freak 5 says he was playing. What was he playing? Friday 13th. They added some bots, some counselor bots that are. Apparently pretty shitty, so there you go.
Yeah, apparently they promised a single player mode for people, and they gave them the single player mode, but they gave them like, shitty AI.
Ooh, wow.
They should have made the single player mode like the NES game.
I thought like AI was middleware at this point. Like it's been around for a very long time.
Yeah. Freak 5 says he got the trophy for using each kill in the game at least once. Easier on the bots to get some kills since humans aren't as easy to get to specific places. Yeah, that's for sure. What have you been playing, Brake?
As I said earlier, I beat the Fractured Butthole.
Yeah.
I'm going to start playing it on token mode, which we talked about earlier in the year. For people that don't know, token mode is basically make your character a black character, and the game becomes extremely hard. That's the hard mode.
Yeah.
And it actually does play into the story.
Wait,
of the
does
game.
It make it harder, or does it just make it harder? Is in the sense that everything costs more, so that you have to grind more.
I don't know if it's that. I'm guessing it's
harder enemies,
battles are
probably.
Harder.
Yeah.
I'm guessing also that the cops become violent towards you because that is a part of the story. There is a big thing about police. Going after black people.
That's awesome.
So it does play into the story.
That's why I don't want to play the game.
I want to play it for that because that it brings.
I was
going
to say Frank
light.
Will love what happens with it. I'm sure.
I'm sure. Don't spoil it for me, man. I want to play game.
No.
I'll wait till it goes. I mean, Eric and I were talking a little bit about.
But I just say like you know how they. I will say you know how like they deny it now.
Yeah.
there's also denial in this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about? You think we do that kind of thing?
But
if you've been playing a game, you know it's blatantly obvious that is exactly what's happening. Type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. That's a huge. It is a huge issue. It's a. It's more than a cultural.
And how many games do you see having that issue addressed?
Not many.
Usually, it's games.
It's not really addressing it. It's making a joke.
No,
it's a terrible
one. But it's bringing
satire.
Light to it.
It's different.
Eric.
Satire is made to point to. Hey, look at this.
Yeah, look at this. Look how ridiculous it is. That's all South Park is. Like when I watch,
yeah,
like they talk
like that.
When they talk about
this is a video game,
Eric,
not a TV episode.
Hang on. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing, dude. It's like it's basically
this is actually more interactive. It kind of puts you in that place. And like I said, I think the cops are going to be more aggro if I run into them. I haven't run into them yet at this point, which is. Like that's putting you into the point of being a black person. The cops see you and they come after
right.
you.
Right, and it's annoying. It would be annoying in the video game, just like it is in real fucking life. Like it's fucking annoying. So I'm glad.
Yeah, but
the and
people who want to play as black people are probably black, and they probably don't want to have to put up with that shit because they're playing a video game.
maybe that they find the humor in it, Eric. Like, I'm a minority and I find humor in stuff like that. Like, if it's done in a good, like, South Park has done it several fucking times. Like, they had the Casa Bonita episode with mariachis and how ridiculous that whole thing was, and I loved it because it brings things to mind that you don't normally think of and tries to put a humorous spin on it. Because I tell you what, if you really think about it, like, I know you guys don't believe me, but in Brooklyn they have these police towers, is the best way that I can put it. They're these raised kind of cameras that are issued by the police that watch everything you do from every second of every day. So no matter what you're doing, you're being watched by the police, which already aggros people, right? I mean, just imagine walking into a store and the store manager follows you around and watches everything you do. I mean, I've had that happen to me on numerous occasions. I can't even tell you the amount of time. I've gotten to the point where I've turned around to manager and said, hey, can I help you with something? Like literally, dude, like, this shit does have... Best Buy is a prime example of this. Now, I know that they do it to a lot of people, but I notice it way more with minorities. And when I go in there, like, I can't go 2 seconds without somebody asking if I need help, right? I mean, it's like one after another, after another, after another. It's one of the reasons that I hate going into Best Buy. And bringing light to it is actually a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing, even if it is doing a humorous take on it. But what else you been playing, Brake?
Sorry, I was distracted by the dog. Anyway, yeah, there's a Freak Five Cast that asked me if I saw Cartman's Diary. So yes, I did, and you should too.
I am not.
What? Why did it auto mod messages being held for review allowable?
Yeah,
post in chat.
I don't know why
because
I did
he
that.
Said gay.
Yeah,
or pussy. It's pussy a gay grabber. Or pussy. But I think we've used profanity before and it hasn't been a problem. So I'm thinking it's censoring it because we said gay.
Yeah,
or because he said gay.
Yeah, I let it go.
That's worrisome.
Yeah, I let it go. I don't worry. I'll try to.
Wow. You tweak the auto mod stuff?
I'm looking at it, but I'll look at it later, guys. I'll try to fix that. Sorry about that, Freak Five.
Why would it censor the word gay?
Dude, because fucking Twitch. That's why. You know?
That's so...
That's bad?
2005 homophobic.
Egregious? Yeah, homophobic? Yeah, exactly. All right. What else?
That was back, like, let's say 2005, because that's about the time when people started realizing, oh yeah, that is kind of homophobic, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, let's stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's 2018.
Right.
Just catch up.
Yeah. All right. Break. Anything else you've been playing?
I'm playing the phone game, South Park, which is a completely different game. This is a real time strategy game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's heavily persuades you to play PvP.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm winning about 40% of my battles PvP. I hope it's that high.
Yeah.
And other stuff. That's it. Just go on. I'm embarrassed now.
No, dude. Don't be embarrassed, dude. Fuck.
It can be rough sometimes.
Real time strategies, no joke, dude. For sure.
There are times I think I've got it. Like, I've got this person, and then they'll pull some miracle out of their asshole or some shit.
Yeah. Eric, what have you been playing, sir?
Just more, Color X Malice and some Ace Attorney 3, and. For whatever reason, I've decided to play the PSP version of Breath of Fire 3.
Ah, okay, cool. I'll get to the Twitter questions.
I heard that and I've noticed this, but the game has a slightly different soundtrack. Mm. I don't know if it's because it can't completely replicate the sound library of the PlayStation, or they decided to add more instruments because there are more sound channels in the PSP for whatever reason, but I don't know. Some of the music sounds odd. Some of the music sounds a little bit better, though, because they've got reverb where there wasn't before.
Yeah. You're asking about X-Files, Chad. I didn't even watch the other one. I heard so many bad things about the new comeback of the X-Files that I...
So did you watch the original X-Files?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. See, I watched it somewhat, but I was never really into the X-Files. I know a lot of people would just, like, they watch it and they're religious about it and everything.
Yeah, I liked it when it was... I liked it when it was Monster of the Week type stuff, and then they got into different
shit. I watched,
shit,
like, an episode where, like, this dude wanted to have a child with his partners... But the child of them kept ended up being born as a demon, and I guess he wanted his child not to be a demon baby because he's a demon.
Oh, well, Jesus. I mean,
how
picky? Like, you don't want your child to be a demon. Like, God, get over yourself, dude.
Yeah, Omen has nothing on those guys. I played a little bit of MPQ, of course. I played and beat Gears of War 4. And I played and beat Limbo. I'm working on Mad Max. That's one of the Game Pass Xbox One games that, and I'll talk about that later. I got reviews on Gears 4 and Limbo, which I'll do a little bit later. A little bit of Metro Redux, a little bit of Dragon Age Inquisition, and a little bit of Witcher 3.
I completely forgot to say something, but go ahead.
I was going to say Witcher 3 is probably the best looking game I've ever seen. It's all that and more. I don't understand why Gears 4 is 107 gig. Like, Witcher 3 is about 43 to 47, I think, and it's prettier than Gears 4.
I think it's because it does kind of the same things that Quantum Break did. Streaming video.
I don't see any streaming video on it.
Yeah, because there isn't, because they included the video on the downloads. Because the thing with Quantum Break is that you wanted, you could put all those videos on,
Eric,
but it takes up like a donkulous amount.
I'm not
so maybe it's included. Maybe they're including the videos in there.
There's no video, dude. There's no video. There's just in-game engine cutscenes. That's it. It's not. I honestly don't know why Gears 4 is 107. There's a ton of maps. Maybe the maps.
I was just gonna suggest that maybe. It looks like it's an engine, but it's actually running through a video file.
It could
like
be.
Xenosaga did.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure, and I don't really care. I'll talk a little bit about Gears when I do the review of it. But Mad Max, I'm actually pleasantly surprised about Mad Max. I'm a lot of hours into it, and I haven't even scratched the surface of that game. It reminds me of if you crossed a decent to good graphics with Batman, Arkham Asylum, and the fighting mechanics, and Borderlands open world. It sort of reminds me of that. It's kind of like that.
Also sounds completely boring.
No, there's always something to do. Like it's a fun game. Like
is that something like busy work or something that's worthwhile?
There's some busy work, but there are shit that's worthwhile. Like you can.
But what's wrong with busy work? I did a lot of busy work playing Fallout 4.
Yeah, no,
I was enjoying myself. Like
yeah,
I spent so much time
exploration anyway.
No,
right, but I mean there was a lot of me like. Getting stuff and going back to town and building different stuff in towns and building up all these towns. A lot, there was so much stuff I didn't need to do.
I'm talking like boring menial stuff like finding packages and doing driving runs.
Yeah,
all
no,
that stuff
you
is
get
export missions or
no,
I
actually,
would do that stuff sometimes for money and experience.
Yeah. There's fun. There's a lot to do in Mad Max. Like it is a surprising game to me. Like I'm not a huge fan of the open world, although I do enjoy Grand Theft Auto from time to time. But there's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good content. I actually think that game is probably one of the best values on Xbox because there's like tons of shit to do, just tons. And it all involves a decent story and, Mad Max shit. So what could be better than that? I mean, there's a lot of
And this is a wholly original story, right?
Wholly original. Yeah, it sort of reminds me along the lines of Fury Road style. But there's even like these chase sequences that you can get into in different cars. You know, you can pick off somebody with a sniper rifle from like way in the distance. Like anything that Call of Duty can do, sniper rifle wise, this would beat it. I mean, you're talking about miles and miles. Like you can, if you can see their glowing light, you can pick somebody off, which is very handy because it makes things a lot easier when you go raid the camp. So it's a fun game. I like it quite a bit. I may purchase it. I got it free on the Game Pass, but yeah. All right. Twitter questions. Do we have any break?
What's Twitter?
Apparently, we don't.
hold on. I hadn't actually looked. So yeah. No.
Yeah. We're good. Freak Five's talking about something. Freak Five's talking about Doctor Who and how the TARDIS translates messages for him, I guess. I don't know why that upsets you.
Do you watch – well, we're having a long conversation, but do you watch Doctor Who?
I watched Doctor Who back when it was brand new, dude. Like
you say it bothers him because, like, even though they have, like, this auto-translating thing going on, like, sometimes they'll have aliens that don't speak English and they can't understand them.
Oh.
But they just kind of gloss over it.
Yeah, I liked I watched Doctor Who when it was in black and white,
So you're a fan.
I like Doctor Who.
No, Frank's so old, he probably invented Doctor Who.
How dare you?
It's based on his memoirs.
I've seen nothing of the new.
He's a Doctor Time Lord. Who. That's how he can live so long.
Yeah,
he just regenerates.
Yeah, how dare you? I have not
Your secret
seen.
Secret has been discovered.
I have not seen the newer Doctor Who stuff, but speaking of Doctor Who,
take that back. I said I've never seen Doctor Who, but I take that back. I saw the David Hasselhoff movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That was so fucking terrible.
Yeah. But God, that has one of the greatest, like, opening songs of all time, doesn't it? Like, that just kind of hooks you. Like, lets you know right off the bat you're getting into some type of science fiction shit, you know? Doesn't it?
Yeah, but I've never seen it, never heard it before.
Oh, you never have? How dare you?
Like I said, the only Doctor Who I've ever seen is that David Hasselhoff. Or wait, was that? No, that wasn't David Hasselhoff.
How dare you?
Was it? Was that? It was an American version of Doctor Who, and it was really bad.
How dare you? Freak Five says Frank saw the original premiere of Doctor Who. Ain't that the truth, man? So it seems
or
like they're lazy.
Even thinking of Doctor Who. Maybe I'm thinking of something completely different.
I think you're thinking of Knight Rider, dude.
I'm not thinking of Knight Rider. Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? Oh my God, I'm thinking of Nick Fury.
Oh, Nick Fury.
He had an eye patch. That's right.
Oh, man, you're something else, dude. I'm going to leave the Doctor Who theme music playing since you, you've never heard the whole gist of it, man. It's fucking awesome, man. How could you not watch
it's
Doctor
kinda,
Who?
Kind of like the British show. I didn't get to see many British shows. The only one I really ever watched.
Doctor Who was on PBS, man. You don't remember, dude. I
don't.
How dare you?
I thought I had PBS.
Yeah, via BBC.
all right. That's enough Doctor Who theme.
They basically just took the BBC programming and streamed it through, piped it through PBS.
I could have sworn it was like some made-for-TV Doctor Who movie. I need to Google this.
They're
mocking me in chat.
there were plenty, dude.
Doctor Who Day.
Yeah. Doctor Who Day. Doctor Who Dat. Oh, man. Now that I said Knight Rider, I gotta fucking listen to that thing, man. Come on. Typing it
best.
In. What's that?
That's one of the all-time best.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome, man. It's not as...
I think anything based on Brake's tweets, we all know what a stinko is.
It's not as good as the Doctor Who theme, but it's pretty fucking good. Yeah. All right. Let's see. I did all of what you've been playing. Reviews. Anybody have a review? I have a couple. You guys?
I don't got any.
All right. You? break? Any reviews?
Nope.
All right. Gears 4. They should just call it Testosterone 4. That's pretty much what it is.
Did you go back and play the original Gears remaster?
I did not. I'm curious, though. I can play it for free, so I might. But it's, again, like 100
gig. I wonder if they fixed the RAM fight so it's, like, less annoying.
I don't know, dude. Like, I have to play it. I played all the Gears games. I beat them all. I've even played this Gears game on the 360, but it's pretty. It looks really good. But like I said, it's more of the same. If you want to talk about a game that is definitely more of the same, then Gears 4 is it. There is nothing different. About Gears 4 from Gears 1. Like, they're interchangeable. The stories are nothing to write home about. I don't care about the locusts. I cared in Gears 1, and after that, it just, whatever. You know, just me going around chainsawing enemies. That's how it is. Gears is... there's one good set piece at the very end that I really enjoyed, but other than that, it's a very forgettable game for me. Still includes Marcus Fenix, but this time features his son.
It's basically God of War.
No. God of War is better. God of War is better, dude. I would play God of War 100 times over Gears. Like, I was gonna say
God of War Ascension, because that was pretty lame.
I didn't play that one, I don't think, but I played almost every other Gears. The new Gears looks fantastic, but Gears 4, it's very, very average for me. I'd give it maybe a 6 out of 10. It was fine, I beat it, and I promptly got rid of it. Looks pretty, plays fine. On the Xbox One, there was no frame rate issues or anything like that, so that was a plus. It was great. I guess good. 6 is above average, so take that for what you will. Limbo is a game that I played before, but I never beat. But I actually beat it this time. I got to play it on the free Game Pass thing that I had. So I'm really pleased with that game. I just felt it was a little short, super simple.
I think that they're going to bundle Limbo and Inside together.
They did. They had a sale. It just ended yesterday, but they had a sale. We could get both for, I think it was $15, but now the sale's over.
I think
they're
both coming to Switch, too.
Yeah. Limbo's a fine game. It's just too short. It's really, really short. I give it a 7.5 out of 10. I thought it was a well above average game. It just way too short, very simplistic. Like, there was nothing that a normal person couldn't figure out in like 2 seconds. It's a good game. It's
technically a walking simulator.
It basically is walking and running simulator and Switch simulator.
Walking simulator.
Walking, running, and hitting switches at the right times and jumping. That's it. So, but it's fun. It's fine. Nothing wrong with it. It's a good game. Mr. Bean is awesome. Yes.
Have you played A Night in the Woods yet, Frank?
I have not.
Is that one of the Game Pass games?
I don't know if it is. I'll look. There was one game that I forgot to buy that I'm regretting I didn't buy. It's like Ori in the Forest or something. But
Ori in the Blind Forest.
Yeah, Ori in the Blind Forest.
That's a good game, but there are a couple issues with it. Like the fact that it's really easy to get hurt because it's hard to see anything because the game zooms out a lot. And for a Metroidvania game, there's some points of no return. You can't go back to older areas and do things.
That kind of
sucks.
That's
a little.
That's what's great about the Metroid games is there's always like you can backtrack and get shit, you know. So let's see. I talked about Mad Max before. There's something weird about Mad Max that graphically is weird in it. Like, the vistas are breathtaking. There's like these you can get involved in a sandstorm, which makes it almost impossible to get where you need to go. So you need to find shelter. There's lightning storms that are crazy. But when it comes to character models, like, I wasn't super impressed with the character models. I think they took like a cheapened version of the Arkham models and used those or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just didn't look great to me. But I did like the combo, you know, fighting system. It's a lot like Batman, which I love that game.
Does Tina Turner show up in any point?
I was hoping that we don't need another hero would say in the you know, play in the background. But
that's not even in the soundtrack. That kind of sucks.
Yeah,
back to the Gears 4 thing. I wonder what's a better game, Gears 4 or 50 Cent Blood on the Sand?
Gears 4. Definitely.
I've never actually played 50 Cent Blood on the Sand.
Gears 4 is fine. It just, like I said, it doesn't. There's nothing like if I was to just jump in to gaming, and you told me the biggest thing, like when Gears 1 came out, that was one thing. It was mind blowing. People bought the system for Gears. Now you're not going to buy the system for Gears. Like, I wouldn't. If I was getting into the market, like, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't buy it for Halo either, because Halo.
How much?
Yeah, Halo either.
How much do you? How much do you play the multiplayer?
I don't. I don't
See,
like
that's,
multiplayer.
That's the thing. Like Gears and Halo, those games are multiplayer.
Yeah, absolutely.
They want you to play the multiplayer. And that's
look,
what they're
I have no question that the multiplayer probably is great. People enjoy it. That's good for them. I, on the other hand, I'm not a multiplayer type guy. Like, I don't.
That's kind of why. Like people, we get it.
That's kind of why I don't want to play Overwatch. But like,
Overwatch
aside from
fun.
That, Overwatch has got stupid loot box shit in it.
Freak 5 says, "Let's see. At his age, it isn't hard for anything to take Frank's breath." I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I had a good time with it. It wasn't like it was an awful experience. Gears 4, to me, like the female characters in it were just kind of throwaways.
They were throwaways in 3.
Yeah, they've got a lot to learn when it comes to like the core audience. It's changing. Like there's way more females that are playing the games now than that were back in the day. They need to start, you know, incorporating thematic elements that cater to all genders.
Well,
you know,
the third game was Cliffy B's fault, and now they're just replicating what they did in the past game.
Yeah.
So.
Dungeon says Gears of Emulsion. That's pretty much what it is. I'm too old to try and play multiplayer against the. That is true. Oh, in their 40s. How dare you, Free Fire? How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
You didn't read the whole sentence.
Son of a bitch. God damn it.
You got a bunch
exiled.
Of 10-year-olds cussing you out.
Yeah, I don't. That's another reason I just do not like. Oh, I mean, there is some truth to what Freak 5 is saying. I am not good enough to play anybody online. Like, I literally am not good at aiming. I don't have the reflexes like I used to when I was a kid. Like, I can't play those games. Like, Call of Duty it wouldn't be like a day one purchase for me because I would never play the multiplayer, like, at all. And I know that's the
even with friends?
Maybe with friends, but even then, like, I remember when Halo came out, right? I had an Xbox, and I would used to take my Xbox over to my friend's house, and we would all do the LAN play where you could hook up all the Xboxes together. And it was fun up to a point when all you do is you spawn, you get killed. You spawn, you get killed. You spawn, you get... I mean, eventually it doesn't become fun anymore. And I try...
Yeah, if you're dying like that a lot... See, there are different modes you can play. Like, you can play you and friends against the computer.
No, I know
that,
too. That
type of stuff. You don't have to just play against
but nobody,
people if you're not...
Nobody would want to play like that with me, you know, because the computer, you know, they want to play against each other, and
that's not true at all. Like Halo, one of the main modes is like firefight mode, yeah. Which is, and also with Gears of War, one of the main modes is
Horde mode, yeah,
and that's you and friends against the computer.
I had some fun with Horde mode, that was okay, but it takes a specific set of shooter skills for those games. You know what I'm saying, Break? Like,
I'm just more interested in single player experiences in general.
I am too. I don't have the wherewithal to right. play.
I mean, that's your thing. If you prefer single player, go ahead. I'm not trying to like criticize you.
No. I'm just saying,
I'm trying to stick up for the game.
I'm sticking up for the game too.
Freak doesn't like Halo either. Well, Freak's not allowed.
I like Halo now. No, I think Halo's fun, but like I said,
no more freaks. We gotta go.
Like, I tried with my friends over that LAN thing, and it was fun for a little bit, and then that started to happen where I would just spawn and get killed, and I told the guys, I was like, what is the point of this? You guys aren't teaching me how to play it. Like, I'm not getting any better at it. Like, it sucks for me. Like, tell me something that I can do that would help me, and nobody would ever tell me what to do. So I'm like,
this is unlike gaming communities. Based culture is basically get good or fuck you.
No, it wasn't even that.
It sounds like you've got the same friends as Freak, but it sounds like he doesn't like it for the same reason. He says, I played friends' houses and probably would have gotten better if I owned it, but I was never very good. And I'm guessing they were probably just kicking your ass.
Well, yeah.
Because all the I'd play with friends too, but... You know, if it was a friend who's not very good at it, you know, I wouldn't go full bore on him.
Yeah. Oh man,
because the original Halo, I played a lot of the original Halo.
Yeah. No,
we had LAN parties all the time. Friends who had it, so we're pretty. All of us were pretty decent enough at the game. You know,
yeah.
We weren't the skill level of say like the Ogre Twins who we ran into online one time. Or actually, not. It was more than one time because after the first time, we played them again a few times. But it was always they annihilated us. It wasn't even fair.
Yeah, see,
it was kind of like the position you were in. Like,
yeah,
they would basically we spawn and be dead because they were that good.
Those
twin brothers are professional gamers.
Like
we
would
see why.
Play one mode that I really liked that we played that I was, I guess, semi competent at was the sniper mode where. Half of the people were on one side, half of the people were on the other. There was a big divide, and you could portal in to the other side if you needed to. But mostly it was just like, you know, like you're spying, just looking for people to peek their heads out and stuff. Like that to me was super fun because it took, you know, it took a lot of the chaos out of it. You know, when it got too chaotic, like I didn't know what to do. Like people are jumping around, shooting left and right, and I'm getting killed left and right. And I'm like, this isn't fun to me. Like it. Just...
I run for the vehicles when I'm having trouble. Well, I run for the vehicles in general. Like,
and
I
then
just,
like I went from that, and then I went to multiplayer, right? Like online, like multiplayer, because you know friends move away, whatever. I got a 360, and I'm playing
also
multiplayer.
You can play the stages together, like in multiplayer online too.
Yeah, now that's fun. I had a ton of fun, even though we had a bunch of internet problems playing Borderlands with Eric. That was to me really, really fun. But when I did, you know, when I first did my foray into multiplayer Gears, it wasn't fun because then you'd get all like Eric said, these 9-10-year-old jackasses that would, you know, be derogatory. And I know they cleaned up a lot of that with. You know how they do things now, but it just to me it wasn't worth it. So I'd rather
play. Splatoon online can be fun. It's just that you still are forced to play with randos.
Yeah,
you do a ranked battle.
I would much rather play with a solid single player campaign mission. You know, that's fun to me. I like
And Freak5cast says, I mostly play games for the single-player experience. But the next sentence is why I bring it up. He says, most of the time in WoW was probably solo.
Yeah.
And when I played WoW, most of the time I soloed too.
Yeah.
And it wasn't...
Yeah. It wasn't until you get the raids that you need people.
Yeah. When I would need people, I'd obviously go looking for people. But for the most part, it wasn't that I was antisocial. It was that... I wanted to experience the game for myself.
Yes, that's another missed point nowadays in games. It's more and more like Battlefront's a perfect example of this, right? It's purely for the multiplayer. Like they have a single player, but it's kind of an afterthought. Call of Duty, same way. I would love to play Call of Duty games, but I'll never play full price for them because it's mostly about multiplayer, which is fine. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the way gaming is nowadays, and more power to you if you're good and you like it. I like watching people play multiplayer. Like the other day I was watching people play it was something like StarCraft, but it wasn't StarCraft. But I enjoy watching people.
Was it the one of the Warhammer games, the Dawn of War games?
No. It was an online competition, and they were having the championships just not too long ago. But those were fun to watch. Like, it's fun to watch those strategy games in real time and competitive matches. Like, I'll sit there and I'll watch somebody play multiplayer. If there was a spectator mode, a 100% spectator mode in Call of Duty, I'd be a spectator. I wouldn't mind it. You know, being able to see everybody doing their thing, and, you know, I don't know.
It's kind of weird. I guess everybody else, even Dungeon Buster, saying like he mostly plays solo too. And I'm not saying I don't play a lot of solo stuff, because obviously I played... How many months did I play Fallout 4?
Yeah. Well, it's
months.
It's the same thing.
But I like multiplayer. I like getting in there with other people. Like, there's something to me satisfying about killing somebody else. I don't know why.
Me playing multiplayer is kind of like the time when I and a bunch of other people from all games decided to fight a couple high-level players on Street Fighter 4.
Got your asses handed to you,
I beat a guy like once.
It's like Wyland, like
as Sakura. Even
I keep talking.
No, they were Sakura. I was like Guy, which is one of the worst characters I could probably play as.
Yeah,
there was a guy in the arcade in my college, X-Men versus Street Fighter. Dan. And I fucking can't remember who else he used. He used somebody else but Dan, but nobody could fucking beat this guy.
Yeah. There was
it was fucking ridiculous. There was like with Dan and somebody else.
There was a 10-year-old at the arcade I used to go to that played Mortal Kombat. Nobody would beat him. Like, everybody would line up their fucking quarters and promptly get demolished. Like, it was crazy insane. Like, that – it was – like,
that's
never seen anything.
Infuriating
like that.
To a certain point, you know? Can I at least.
One hit.
I just want to play the goddamn game, dude. Come on.
I know. Let's see. What are they talking about in chat? 1942 is an awesome game. I love that game.
That was a good, fun multiplayer game. And that was multiplayer only, wasn't it?
No. You could play solo on 1942.
Or which one am I thinking of then?
I don't know.
We're talking about Battlefield 1942.
Oh,
right?
Battlefield, yeah. No, 1942 was a top-down shooter, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Because I'm thinking of a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
First-person shooters, like, I'm getting...
Because you could do that, put explosives in a Jeep and drive it into a curb and detonate.
You know what type of first-person, like, perspective games I really like playing, like games like Layers of Fear, which I talked a little bit about last week, where it's kind of non-combative. It's more about exploration and like finding stuff and figuring out puzzles and shit like that. Like, those games are awesome, and I can play shooters, like the single player like type stuff, like I think, what is it, Deus Ex is like that, which I need to get into. I need to play that more. But for me, the best experiences are RPGs by far. And then you can follow that by action RPGs. Like, Witcher 3 is right up my alley, man. You want to talk about a huge map with so many things to do. That and Dragon Age Inquisition. Those were high priorities for me. And I have them now, and I want to play all these Game Pass games so that way I can get to those and take my time with them and whatnot. Mad Max is another good one. It's sort of RPG like. It has a lot of upgrades to your car, to yourself. Like, you can get different jackets. Like, you can get the old school Mad Max jacket. You know, the one that Mel Gibson wore in the first Mad Max. So it's decent. It's pretty good. I like games like that. So anyways, that's enough about that. Let's move on to our stinkos. Breakman, do you have a stinko this week?
I've got two.
Okay.
We already talked about one, the fucking bitter cold that's striking most of the country.
Yeah.
Except for fucking, of all places, Colorado.
I know. Apparently. I know. It's so weird, dude.
Even Florida's got snow, but Colorado...
It's all that pot is, like, protecting you in a bubble.
We'll be talking about that in a second, but...
I was going to say, when I saw that, I was like, I know what Frank's thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, bitter cold. And my second stinko goes to... There are two teams that play professional football, supposedly, in the state of Ohio, and both of them managed to do the two stupidest things I've ever seen.
Browns and the Bengals.
What's that? Yes, the Browns and the Bengals both did two of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my life.
Did they retain Marvin Lewis? That would be one.
Yes, they retained Marvin Lewis, who is... let me see. He is 0-7 in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's never won.
He's been the coach for 15 years, so that means he is actually 0-15 in the playoffs, not 0-7, as people want to say. He is 0-15 in the playoffs.
Yep, you're right.
I don't know what they thought, like what's going to be different this year or this time, but obviously he's done his speeches. He's been a dick to the media and stuff. To the fans and stuff, because he's made digs in this guy. He's like, well, obviously, if you're a true fan, you'll stay the course.
Yeah, right.
You're just gonna stay and support me again for.
Jesus, sounds like politics.
Yeah, he does sound like a politician.
Yeah,
he straight up sounded like a politician this week in his press conference. So he's not signed on for 1 year, but two more years.
Oh no, they signed him for 2 years. Yeah. You gotta be fucking
kidding me. And
you know what?
I think it's gonna happen. I think either next year or the following year, he is going to finally win a playoff game or two, and then he is going to be the fucking lifetime coach of the Bengals.
Oh my god!
In which case, he will never win a playoff game ever again. Him winning a playoff game would be an anomaly at this point. Like, how can you bring this idiot back?
Dude, that offense is brutal, dude. Like, I don't know what's wrong with that offense, but the Bengals offense
sucks. Bad coaching
is my main problem,
I think, because I thought back about it, and I think he's severely wasted a lot of talent.
I don't think Andy Dalton's the answer there, dude. Honestly.
Yeah, well, I don't either. But he had Carson Palmer, and he had Carson Palmer in his prime.
Yeah, Carson Palmer was good.
He had physical abilities that. Let me see. He had a season with Carson Palmer, Terrell Owens, and Chad Johnson.
Yep. Yep.
You know how many games they won that year?
Four.
Yeah, four. They won four games that year.
Yeah.
That should have been the year he was fired.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you got three of the best ever. That
was back in, I think, 2008. So this is 10 years later, and he's still the coach.
And they got a lot for Carson Palmer. I'm surprised that they didn't make nothing out of that, because they got a lot in trade, man. That was.
I'm not surprised he didn't get anything out of it. Yeah. Like I said, I think he's wasted a lot of talent. And the Cleveland Browns, and I feel so bad for them.
Yeah, I do too.
And this was a guy they were talking about, people wanting to be the replacement for Marvin. And that's another thing, is he was talking about bringing back some of these other people.
Hugh Jackson.
And replacing them with, or for eventually replacing Marvin. But since he can't have those people, he's going to bring back Marvin. The one of the people he wants to bring back... He's been in Cleveland for 2 years. Guess how many games he's won, Eric?
Zero.
No.
One. He's won one game.
We'll save that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One.
How the hell do you rehire a guy who's only won one game in two years?
I guess you, in all honesty, you give people 3 years. So Hugh Jackson kind of gets a pass in my view. I just don't understand how you regress from one game to winning none. And becoming only the second team in NFL history, and you still – I mean, he's probably a good position coach, right? Just not a good head coach.
Yeah, he was a great offensive coordinator and offensive – he did a lot of different positions for the Bengals before he moved to head coach of Cleveland. So he was really good in those position players and offensive coordinating, stuff like that. He was really good at that stuff.
Yeah,
he's just not a head coach.
Yeah,
it's like Wade Phillips.
He was
previously the Raiders head coach, and he failed there.
Yeah,
and speaking of stupid decisions, did you see the news today?
Yeah, they got John Gruden back.
Who
as
hasn't
coach.
Coached for what, 10 years now?
Yeah, 9 years it's been. Which makes me happy because that means they're gonna suck for at least 2-3 years and they're
well, no, no, they're gonna suck for about 10 because the contract was for 10 years.
Well,
a 10-year
in fairness,
contract.
Gruden's won a Super Bowl, dude. Like he's you know
right, but
so
that was a long time ago. And
yeah,
remember,
I know.
But what was the head coach of Washington that did the same? They brought him back, and he was terrible.
Shanahan?
No,
Shanahan
no.
Was
this
good.
Was an old guy. He was really old when they brought him back.
Oh, Gibbs. Joe Gibbs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gibbs, yes. Yeah,
that was
yes.
a disaster.
He was absolutely terrible. It was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Just like
yeah.
this is.
Yeah, I agree. What's your other stinko break?
Oh, well, this one, according to Freak, Mrs. Freak was in the hospital this week.
Oh, no.
Combination of influenza and her asthma.
Ooh, that's a bad combo, man. That sucks.
Yeah, that is absolutely terrible. I thank God I don't have asthma. I've had the influenza. Everybody has. It's
yeah.
terrible. But fucking asthma, like.
Ooh, and like, there are different strains of influenza that'll fucking
yeah.
rock your world. Get that shot, man. You
well,
get
I don't
shot.
Think people understand with asthma. Like, they don't understand how serious
no,
it is. Because you hear all the time yeah. of people having asthma, and you're just, well, you get an inhaler and whatever. That's, like, they, it's not like that. The
yeah.
inhaler isn't, like, the end-all, be-all, you know. It helps, but still, like, they have trouble breathing at some points. Like, they can die from asthma. It's not a joke.
Breakman banned you? Freak Five says you banned him.
Oh, I banned him earlier. What did he do to make me upset?
I have no
he made
idea.
Cry. He hurt my feelings. Oh, he dissed Halo. That's right.
Dissed Halo. But yeah. So what's your other stinko?
They tore down the Quick Trip across the street from my house shortly before I got laid off and rebuilding it as a bigger store. For years they have had a sign on the floor that they were hiring managers. For a little more than I was making, it finally reopened yesterday, and that sign isn't on the door. Ouch.
That sucks.
You need to march in there and say, like, hey, what's up?
Yep. Hey, man. I'm your guy.
Like you need to put your foot down on that. Like,
damn
they're
right.
– like, this is a business. Like, they're – if you want to be the boss, you got to show them you're the boss.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right, what else?
His sweeto as she came home today.
Oh, that's good. Is she feeling better? Freak Five listeners.
And he said she had one of the bad influenzas.
Yeah, influenza A. That's a nasty one, man. Get that flu shot, even though it's only about 60% effective. That's better than nothing.
I hate getting the flu. When I get the flu, I get the fucking... I start vomiting.
Yeah.
I get diarrhea and shit, usually.
It's awful. It's awful.
Speaking of sickness... I got a notice at my work saying that there was an E. coli outbreak in the area.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
From romaine lettuce.
Ooh. And I love romaine lettuce. It's got way more nutritional value.
They don't know if it's like a specific brand of romaine lettuce or if it's just the leafy green part or what.
What? So, like, all, like every store and every place that sells Caesar salad and
yep.
shit, are you
yep.
saying? Or
yep.
is it risk?
yep. yep. All right, Breakman, what's your other stinko?
That's my stinko.
Well, that's my stinko now, too. Fuck, because that's... if it's affecting you, it'd be affecting me, too, probably.
Yeah.
That's not good.
All right, what else,
yeah,
Break?
Last night.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah, there's one more stinko.
Hold on, Eric.
Go ahead.
Breakman.
No, it's his turn.
All right, Eric, go ahead.
The whole issue with Logan Paul. I guess I'm going to tell you about it, Frank. But basically, I haven't really been... keying into this, but
yeah.
From what I heard, he did a video that basically was very disrespectful towards Japanese forest that he went to.
Yeah, the suicide forest. He went to this, and he found somebody that committed suicide in that forest, and he was joking around, and yeah, that whole thing was terrible, Eric. He had picture of it on YouTube, like video of it on YouTube, and he blurred out the face, which, come on, man. I mean, really?
Yeah, YouTube hasn't banned this motherfucker, but the people who made videos talking about him have been banned.
I don't understand. It's weird. Twitter's like this weird entity. I complained.
Here's another stinko, by
okay,
the way.
Okay, go ahead.
You know that family that YouTubers that they they did prank jokes all the time that were not really jokes, and it was downright child abuse. And they lost the
Yes.
custody of the kids. Well, they got the
Yes.
custody back. And
Well,
they're doing the same goddamn thing again.
ugh, that's ridiculous. Doing the same thing again sucks. But I want to go back to a point you made, Eric. Twitter's kind of, Twitter and YouTube are weird. Like Twitter, in their terms of policy, like it's against, they're against bullying, so they say. But when I went to report Donald Trump for his bullying, and I'm sure I'm not the only one.
They had a lame excuse for that too.
Well, that's bullshit, man. You can't. I mean, either you have a policy and it applies to everybody, or you don't have a policy. That's my view. But what, whatever.
You know,
So.
they can afford to ban Donald Trump. Donald Trump could just use the President of the United States Twitter account.
No, I don't want him to use any Twitter account. Like, if you're gonna use that account, use it for very PC shit. You know,
Yeah,
you
that's what
are
I
the
meant. Like,
you.
if he actually did his job, and of course he won't. So yeah, that's why he'll never use the
Yeah,
President of the
yeah.
United States account.
Any other stinkos, Eric?
Not
All
really.
right. I have a couple. You mentioned Donald Trump. He is trying to provoke nuclear war with North Korea via Twitter, basically trying to say my button's bigger than yours. Which, if I wish he knew what button, like, there's kind of a colloquialism for button, and it's kind of like a woman's genitalia. So maybe he is right about that. You got a bigger one than him.
That's like saying I've got a bigger. I gotta think of a better analogy. God damn it.
Yeah, button. He's got a bigger button. But
You guys are all talking about flu shots. Should I bother getting one now?
yes, yes,
yeah, you should
yes.
always get
Get
a
it.
flu shot
Get it,
if you
dude.
absolutely have the opportunity.
Well,
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
kind of waiting until I had money, so I
Flu
don't want
season
it
doesn't
till.
until May.
Yeah. My main stinko this week, I gave Jeff Sessions my stinko of the year for last year, and he's starting this year on the right path to get another stinko of the year, because now he's telling everybody, all the attorney generals of the different states, that you should start prosecuting, for marijuana possession, even in the states that is perfectly legal, like Colorado, the first state to do so. And
California just got
God,
recreational use for it.
California just
Also, legalized it.
included was medical. So it doesn't matter rec or medical. He's going after both. I have a medical
We just get rid of
license.
Jeff Sessions,
I
please.
wish. I wish. But here's why he
Aren't they
gets.
kind of close to that,
Eric,
though?
let me finish my point on Jeff Sessions, then we'll discuss. I here's what irritates me most about Jeff Sessions. He made a statement says that said there are no good people that smoke marijuana. You have no clue, Jeff Sessions. Like you
I bet he does it in the
there
secret.
there are people with huge medical issues, mental and physical, people that have been in wars, which Jeff Sessions never has been, like people that have given limbs for this country, that use medical marijuana for PTSD because they saw their
Frank, this honestly, I bet, and I seriously doubt that this has anything to do really with marijuana.
I think it does. He has a hard on
No,
for
no. I
marijuana.
think his ultimate goal, I think this is about minorities.
I think so too. I think so too.
I think this is about racism, not about marijuana.
Well,
Yeah,
he's
he's a
always.
gigantic racist. Why wouldn't
Yeah,
he
like,
do that?
in the end, I think he's doing this because he knows it targets poor and
Yeah,
minorities.
yeah. No, you're right. It's definitely because of that. But I mean, to say that there are no good people that smoke marijuana, it's absolutely untrue. There are war veterans. There are people with seizures that smoke marijuana, that it gets rid of most of their seizures. I've seen people smoke a strain called Charlotte's Web, which is a all CBD strain. It has no psychoactive effects.
Do you remember the UFC fighter Ken Shamrock?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, he's like a heavily promoter in medical marijuana,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, absolutely. There,
like he's one of, do you think, like, so he's like a waste of space Sessions
he's
or something?
Not a good,
is that what you're saying?
Nobody
Jeff
is
Sessions?
A good, if you smoke marijuana. No.
I think even really, really old Ken Shamrock could still rip you apart.
Let me say something about Jeff Sessions, okay? If you were to compare my record against Jeff Sessions, I bet you Jeff Sessions has more criminal history than I do. I'm talking getting tickets for speeding and shit like that. I think if you stacked up both of our records up one against one another, I would probably have less on my record than Jeff Sessions. That's all I'm saying. So to say that nobody is a good person that smokes marijuana, you're a fucking piece of shit. All right, that is so.
It's like
out of
saying
touch.
That there's no atheist in a foxhole.
That is so.
When he says that, what I hear is there are no good black people.
No good black, no good minorities.
That's what he wants to say.
I think that's what he wants to say.
Damn niggers.
Yep. Yes, that's what he wants to say.
That's what he's thinking in his head. Right, the N word. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be referring to as black people. You're right.
That's what he wants to say, honestly, and it's true. Like you go all the way back to when he said
this guy has been proven to be a racist over the years, like blatant racist.
Yeah, well,
like,
he got not confirmed for a judge's seat because he was so fucking racist. He's been on record as saying, "I used to like the KKK until I found out they smoked marijuana." So, Like, honestly, this dude is, like, out of touch with reality. There was an intern that gave him a question about why he's, you know, not hard on guns, but he's hard on marijuana. And he said that he's a big proponent of the Second Amendment, which, you know, Second Amendment is in there, but it was done at a time when people were using fucking muskets. But I get his point there, but then he's like... you know, the opposite on marijuana. I agree with you. I think it's a purely racial thing. Like, he just is out of touch. It's 2018, not 1940 anymore. You know, it's like,
and Freak has a point. I just find it amusing that the party that claims to be for states' rights are now disregarding states' rights.
Oh, Jeff Sessions, that's a great point, Freak Vibe, because Jeff Sessions was big on state rights, right? You'd always hear Jeff Sessions talking about state rights. Oh, it's up to the state.
And,
it's up to the state.
More like special rights.
And as I said in chat, like Trump ran on states' rights. That's what his answer to most everything was
I hope that when Trump goes down, which it's inevitable at this point, like they're in his Deutsche Bank account, which that's the only bank that'll loan him money for a fucking reason. They'll find out that Trump did a lot of money laundering with Russia or other people. I hope Jeff Sessions gets taken down too. Somehow, some way, I hope he's swept up in this investigation and is gone. Because Jeff Sessions, to me, is probably more dangerous than Trump ever could be.
It's ridiculous that he has any position of power.
Yeah,
because
like
he is ridiculous. Like, as we've stated, and you know, with evidence.
Yeah.
He's one of the most blatant racist actors.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. Bridget's back in chat. Welcome, Bridget, back to chat. Let's move on to our sweetos. Let's talk about something sweet. Breakman, what's your sweeto?
Oh, my sweeto goes to – we were talking about sports a little bit ago with my stinkos.
Yep.
And especially what happened to us with Cincinnati and getting Marvin Lewis for two more years. Dear God, why?
No.
Well – in Cleveland, they've decided to react in a specific way that I absolutely love. I love to do it here. Some way of celebrating Marvin Lewis in a special kind of way. And to celebrate going 0-16 this year, not winning a game, the people of Cleveland are throwing a parade in the honor, quote unquote. The Browns.
Oh man, and it's not even.
There are a lot of angry people about that.
The Browns being
the angriest.
I know. It would be like.
Well, guess what? Dicks win a fucking game.
It would be good to like do that if you were the first person to actually accomplish that feat, but that's the second team. So you're number two, Cleveland. Way to go.
Maybe the Browns and the Bengals can form a new team called the The called Bungles? The Bengal Turds.
How about the Bungles or the Brown Stains? They
brown combine stains.
And
there's definitely a saying here, if it's brown, flush it down.
Yeah, brown,
that's,
flush
that's
it down.
That's a motto around here, actually.
That's funny
shit
as hell,
stripes.
Man. God, the Broncos weren't much better. Although
That's the thing about Browns fans and Bengals fans, we don't get along.
We got a top five pick. I'm wondering if we could get one of those quarterbacks. Not the top two, but somebody like Josh Allen, which I saw play in college. I'd be okay with that. I'll take Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, who looks super, super awesome on tape.
Yeah, I'd be all right with a new quarterback, too. Guess what? That ain't going to happen.
Well, you guys got a top 10 pick, dude. It might happen.
No, we've got Marvin Lewis back.
That's right. I forgot.
My hold Marvin hands at night and stuff like that.
Are you guys like signing
a
petition?
Walk on the beaches, singing in the rain.
Are you guys starting a petition to say, what the fuck, man? Like, honestly,
we need to have a parade. Need to have a parade, quote unquote, celebrating Marvin Lewis.
Freak 5 says he messaged me, but I never responded. His son, surgeon for his finger, used to play for the Denver. Who's your son? I didn't get that, Freak 5. Who's your son's surgeon? That would be interesting. That'd be cool. People don't know, but the Broncos had the first black quarterback ever to play in the NFL, Marlon Briscoe. He was the first black quarterback.
And a little backstory on this is they said last year that if this team goes 0-16, we're going to throw a parade for them. and a mocking parade. And like they won a game.
I would do the opposite. Win
but
one game.
To bring the guy back after going, you know, 1-16, I can say, okay, he's new to this.
Yeah.
Things didn't go
but
quite as way.
Going from 1
but
to 0.
But for him to go 0-16 the next year and bring him back.
In fairness, he didn't have anything on offense, dude. Like nothing.
Right.
Literally nothing. Like
right. But
DeShone Kizer.
You know, got to be creative or something.
Shane Cook. I remember Shane Cook. Yeah. I forgot what position he played. But that name sounds very – I think running back, if I'm not mistaken.
And they're calling it the Cleveland Browns' perfect season parade. they went 0-16, so they were perfect.
You know what? As bad as the Browns were, they weren't as bad as the 0-16 Lions. The Lions were fucking atrocious year.
Can I give another like slight stinko? If you're a Lions fan, like, don't fucking come to me bitching when I'm complaining about the Bengals. Like, well, whatever. Like, whatever, at least you've seen the playoffs. Like, yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake, I'm talking about my team. I don't fucking care about yours, leave me alone. I'm tired of hearing you fucking whiny Lions fans.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
But fuck's sake.
Yeah. Let's see. Eric, you're a sweeto.
Let me whine about my team.
Getting done with 10-hour work weeks for a while.
Oof, man, that's got to be brutal, man. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Have a good weekend, dude. Like, you know, relax, do something fun, play games, you know, leisure. I have a special sweeto. I'm going to turn on my my camera here so you can see my ugly mug. This is my sweeto. It is a 3DS that I got in the mail from our good friend Eric.
Eric's, I can't see anything.
Well, you can't, but the audience
can. Well, the video.
Oh, wait, now I can.
Yeah.
The video's – Eric, the video's behind. What we're saying isn't coming up until like 30 seconds later.
I just thought there might have been something wrong.
It's just a delay.
No. There you go. There's the 3DS that I got. No games yet, but looking forward to get the Xeno games.
That kind of reminds me that I
did leave that in the state where I done a transfer, so I don't know if you have to remake a profile or not.
I factory reset it, so I had to do. But the only thing is, I can't link my previous account. I don't know what's going on there, but I'll have to work on
that. You might have to call Nintendo about that.
Let's see. Sweetos.
That might require you resetting that again.
Yeah, I don't know.
I actually went back to what you've been playing. I forgot to mention I've been playing my mini Super NES.
Oh, yeah. That's
a variety of games on that.
You should jailbreak that sucker, man. Jailbreak it.
I maybe will later. For now, I'm enjoying what's on it.
Sweetos, he says, Freak 5 says, unemployment wasn't paying because of his severance. That's a bunch of fucking bullshit. We could go a whole show talking about
that. So wait, how is that a Sweeto?
That no, it's not. He's being sarcastic, man. It's that sucks, dude. Like, I can't get unemployment. Like, I tried. And
I get to well, hold on. I'm thinking maybe he's got more to say.
Yeah.
Here we go. But I sent in the paperwork and the wording used meant it didn't count as severance, so they retroactively paid me unemployment.
Nice. Well, cool. Good on you, Freak Five. I'm happy, dude. I was worried about Freak Five. I texted you a couple times and tweeted or private DM'd you to make sure you're okay, man. I'm glad that happened, dude, because being unemployed sucks. I've been unemployed for a year now, so I know how it is. I have different reasons why I'm unemployed, but it's not fun. And unemployment is such a bullshit thing, man. Like, I basically had to, like he said, fill out a bunch of paperwork, and then, like, they were going to give me, like, $50 or something, but then I had to provide this and that. And I'm like, you know what? You can take your fucking $50 and shove it up your ass. I don't need it. I'll fucking sell plasma for more than that. So, yeah, that's been my life.
When Game Crazy, that whole thing happened, I went to file unemployment.
Yeah.
I was going to do it and saw how much of a fucking pain in the ass it was.
It's so bad, dude.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, that's okay. I'll just keep looking for a job.
And you know what the fucked up thing about it is, Brake, is, like, this year, the Republicans' big thing, like, last year was tax cuts for the rich that they guised as tax cuts for working class people, which is absolute fucking horseshit. We all know that now. They didn't even read the fucking bill. It's just all their donors saying, you know, we want tax cuts. So they get big time tax cut. This year, you know what the focus is going to be on? And I think this might be the breaking point with American people, with Republicans. They want to get rid of, or they want to cut Social Security, cut Medicare, cut Medicaid, get rid of programs like CHIP, which is the Child Health Access. There you go. There's your Republican. And you know what? Democrats
aren't
far behind.
You go after children, I think you've lost.
Oh, God, man. It is. That's, I hope, going to be disastrous for non-progressive politicians. If they vote for anything that cuts Social Security and Medicare, which Paul Ryan is all smug and he calls them, quote, entitlements. Well, you're right. They are entitlements.
Conservatives are. I don't think they're going to take Social Security and cut lightly.
Right.
Because then you're actually fighting against their interests at that point.
Guess what? They want to cut those programs to make up for the $1.5 trillion that they gave away in their fucking tax cuts for the rich. So it's got to come from somewhere, and it damn sure ain't coming from the defense budget. The defense budget, if they cut that by, what, 30%, they could get rid of that gap. Do you think they'll do that? Fuck no. Never.
Because they love that military-industrial complex money.
Yes, of course. Of course. And big pharma money. They'll never get a tax on that. Like, it's just crazy, man. Politics are crazy in this country. Like, people out of the country that listen to the show that have it better. Like, if you have a Medicare.
I don't think many, if any, have it better.
If it weren't for our country's immense wealth,
you know,
horribly misappropriated, it's still a lot of wealth, but we'd be a third world country.
You know, here's the thing, Breakman.
I think we already are a third world country as far as you're concerned, aside from the wealth.
I agree, but here's the thing. When countries like Mexico, as bad as it is in Mexico, have a better fucking healthcare system than the United States, you know something is definitely wrong with the politics here. Like,
I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with the politics. I'm saying, like, there's a lot of corruption in the Mexican government. Like, you shouldn't bring them up.
No. That's why I brought them up.
You should have gone to the north instead of Canada.
No, that's why I brought them up.
I couldn't have argued as much.
Eric, or Break. I brought them up specifically because of shit like that. They have – you don't think our government's just as corrupt as Mexico's government,
no,
dude?
No, I'm not That's what I'm saying is governments across the world are corrupt.
I agree. Most of them, Frank. But
like,
here's the thing.
It's bad across the
world. Here's the thing. As bad as things are in Mexico, if I get sick in Mexico, I can at least get access to good doctors. That's one thing I know for sure. So that's, if a place like
we're
fucking...
We're not talking about doctors. We're talking about the government.
What I'm saying, if a country like Mexico, as bad as it is, can have a Medicare system that takes care of everybody, regardless, why can't the United States, the richest country in the fucking world, also have that? That's what I'm talking about, dude. Like, none of these politicians... The only politician that I've heard talking about this is fucking Bernie Sanders. Anybody else could care fucking less, Democrat or Republican. They all fucking suck. Freak Five says,
and no, I don't think libertarians are the answer, like some people on Twitter.
Freak Five says, I've heard my entire working life that Social Security was going to go away. They even said it will run out in about 20 years. I'm pissed that they are taking it from my check.
There's the problem with Social Security and problem with governments in general, especially the one we live in right now, is we pay them money.
Yes.
And the money was supposed to be paid for certain things.
Like Social Security.
Our government takes the money and the politicians take the money that's in it and they appropriate it to other things.
Yes. And mostly.
And that is what happened with Social Security. They dipped into Social Security badly.
Yep. Yeah. Well, absolutely. Yeah, you know what they use it for? Military.
You say taxation is theft. No, politicians taking our money is theft.
It's not just military. They use it for pet projects and stuff like that.
Yep.
We need a bridge. That's what we need.
You know
bridge.
What the funny thing is? There used to be a thing called no taxation without representation. I'm guessing this is going to be the breaking point. Like, if they take a good enough chunk of people's Social Security away, Republicans and Democrats alike can agree on that, man. That's where we have to take the stand and not do a military revolt or a violent revolt, but there needs to be some type of revolt.
Are people already marching against the White House right now?
They should be. No question.
Yeah, the White House is always getting protested. And that's been going on since long before Trump.
Yeah.
It just happens that Trump is these people protesting, no matter who is in the office.
You know, I do count myself lucky that we don't have Pence in office as the president, because Pence is every bit as evil as Trump, but he's just a lot smarter.
I was going to say, that's the problem, is he is probably smarter than Trump.
Yeah, he's way smarter. Way smarter.
Well, but that's not hard, you know?
Yeah.
At least he'd actually do his job instead of watching TV all day, downing Cokes, and complaining on Twitter and making up bullshit.
Why is that, like, a news story? Who fucking cares? Like, why is he talking about, like, what he drinks? I don't – and that being a news story. I don't understand.
Because why
is everything he fucking says – why does it have to be a news story?
I agree with you, Brake.
Stop placating
the media.
Yes.
The media fucking sucks.
They do suck.
And they're attention whores.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're also whores. We're game whores, though. We're the good kind of horse. But we need to do our plugs. So,
and another problem with Social Security, and there's another one that Freak says, but I've got one. Part of the problem is they also added people onto Social Security that never paid into it. And they don't really vet the people that get Social Security now. So that means you could be filthy, stinking rich.
Yeah,
and still get Social Security.
That I don't have a problem with, Brake. Because
why?
Because
I think you should absolutely vet it. If you have the means, Social Security is meant to take care of the people who can't take care of themselves.
If you can
take care of yourself, you shouldn't get it.
No. I disagree with you, dude. If you put money in, you should be able to get money out. It's like putting money in a
you
bank.
You should get money out of something else or something.
No.
Well, then
if you're of age, look. We have
if
to be fair.
If you aren't
going to
use it, then you shouldn't have to pay for it.
If we have a system where everybody pays something into it, we should have a chance to get that back regardless of your income bracket.
Well, and like instead of that, how about if you don't need it or you don't want it, then you don't pay for it, which is the way I think it should be anyway.
Maybe. But I disagree with that.
There are so many things that guy – I don't want to pay for his new tuxedo. You know, like I don't want to pay for it, dude. I don't want so much money going to like Congress and stuff like that. I don't want so much money going to the military.
That's one thing that I'll disagree with you on, Brake. Like if let's say for instance that I've worked all my life and I only made $40,000 a year every year, right? But I know that come 65 that month I get a Social Security check. right? What if I win the lotto? Let's say I win 300. I'm not going to need that money, but you know what? Symbolically, that's my money. Like, that is my fucking money.
You want to use it to, like, help pay your grandson's tuition or something.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Exactly. Like, that's it. You pay into it, you should get back regardless of your social status. That's just how I feel about it. Like, that,
well, I'm saying then if you then if then maybe you shouldn't have to pay into it. If you're not going to get it back, then, you know.
Well, I don't agree with that, because I think if you're rich, you should pay into it just as much as what I pay into it. Like, that's just the way it should be. Dungeon Buster says Frank is going to order that Trump tell-all book.
That kind of
Fire and Fury stuff. Book.
I might buy that by Woof. It's interesting. There's a lot of interesting tidbits, but I think I'm going to get all I need out through the mainstream media. I don't know if it's going to be worth a buy. Maybe I'll get a copy somehow.
Plus, but, you'd be supporting Wolf, who's apparently kind of shit.
Yeah, Wolf is a shitty person anyways. But that book is going to be very interesting. There's going to be even more shit that we already knew anyways. But it's time to give our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
Huh?
Plugs.
I'm sorry. I'm right. Plugs?
Yes.
I don't know. You started mocking people who only make 40K a year with your.
I didn't
they
mock.
Only make 40K a year.
No. 40K is a good. I was saying. I was saying if you make.
And you can follow me at RP Grinder.
How dare you, Breakman? You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
And you can join me on Xbox Live at Breakman.
Yeah, Break Space Man. Like, put a space in between that, because I had a hard time finding you, dude. Like, I literally...
You had to put a space in it, because according to Major Nelson, you don't have to.
Nope,
so
you do.
Nelson's a liar.
Nelson's a big liar. You have to put the space in there to find you. Breakman, let's...
I haven't listened to this podcast.
Stay on for a little bit
maybe
after,
maybe it's
dude.
True of, like, newer accounts, but maybe old accounts are still grandfathers.
I gotta compare...
My account's fucking old as hell.
Yeah. I gotta compare games, dude, to make sure we don't have something that I can play with you. But let's see. What else? Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find me on sites I've written for, like BostonBassBrigade.com, TotalDGN.com, HonestGamers.com, VogNetwork.com. And you can go to my Patreon and support me if you want, if you like my work. And there's also my Twitter account, EricRPG, and then there's my YouTube channel, Funny ET Man.
Yeah. All right. My plugs, find me on Xbox Live. RP Grinders is my capital R, capital – I don't know if it matters, but capital R, capital P, capital G, Grinders, R-I-N-D-E-R-S, RP Grinders. I'm also going to be RP Grinders, I think, on the Nintendo system as well. I have to get that all sorted out. But
I forgot something.
Go ahead, Eric.
The Sweetos. I actually have two Sweetos.
All right, quickly.
I just heard about them today, so that's kind of why. But Anime Strike, which was the stupid Amazon anime plan that you had to – it was – locked behind a double paywall. So you had to pay $60 a year or $5 a month on top of Amazon Prime, which was already $90.
Damn. That's a lot.
They decided to end Anime Strike, so now you only just need Prime to watch anime, which is still bullshit because Prime's price is expensive.
Yeah. Well, I like
but
Prime
at
service.
Least now if you... wanted to watch something that used to be on Anime Strike. If you have an Amazon Fire TV stick, you don't even need an Amazon Prime account.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good news. All right. What was your other one?
The other one is that Animaniacs is coming back for two seasons.
Oh, cool.
In 2020, but hey, it's something.
Yeah. Special thanks to everybody in chat. Freak 5 Chaos. Bridget was in there. Wyland was in there. He's playing that mutant football league or whatever that is. That sounds kind of fun. Who else is in there? Dungeon Buster, of course. Am I missing anybody? Freak 5. I think that was all. Everybody in there. MXT wasn't in there, was he?
No, he actually wasn't here today.
Oh shit. That yeah. He usually makes his like I'll show up to like 5 minute chat appearances
and pretend to be like Trump or something.
Who's Phage Wendt? Phage Wendt is in chat. Whoever that is. What's up, Phage Wendt? Nice to see you in there, whoever you are. thank you guys. If you're listening on archives, you want to be part of the show, we're going to do it every Friday, 7 Eastern time. You can join the chat, join the discussion on Twitch and YouTube. I have the YouTube chat open, although nobody really shows up there. We usually chat in the Twitch, but you can view us either way, Twitch or YouTube. You can catch our show on iTunes and Podbean and every other, iTunes and shit. I think I said iTunes too many times, but you know what I mean. But yeah, you guys can join the chat if you want. If not, send us Twitter questions. Breakman's kind of lonely at RP Grinders on Twitter. He wants to hear from you so we can.
It's true.
Yeah, we can tell all your comments and, you know, how much you love Breakman comments on the air. But that's all we got for you. Anything else, guys? Goose eggs?
Be sure to send Frank a happy 10,000-year birthday card.
How dare you? That's not till June anyways, man. That's a ways off. But yeah. Oh,
yeah, but it's never too late to say happy birthday.
I guess. And a very
especially
special,
considering how old you are.
Very special to Eric. Very special plug to Eric. Thank you so much for the Christmas gift. I will definitely put it to good use when I get a little bit of money, but I got to get a couple other things first. But all right, stay safe every weekend. It's pretty good first show of the 2018 year. We're starting out right. Starting out strong. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, guys. Breakman still sucks.
No, what was that for?
Breakman's awesome.